latest information about living a healthy lifestyle on RadioMD.com. It's time for Naturally Savvy with natural visionary Andrea Donsky and health journalist Lisa Davis.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis with Andrea Donsky. Andrea recently went to Expo West, which is a fantastic place where she can learn about, where she learned about, I should say, all these cool, healthy products. Now, we started to talk about this, I think it was last week, maybe the week before, and then we were joined by Cornell Thomas, which is always fantastic. So, Andrea, I wanted to catch back up a little bit. What are some of the coolest things that you saw at the Expo? And for people who aren't familiar, what is Expo West?
So Expo West is the largest trade show for natural, organic, and non-GMO companies in the world. So in North America. And it had about 77,000 people that walked through that show. And it takes place in Anaheim, California, once a year, every March.
Oh, that is so cool. One of these days, I really want to go. Okay, so what is the purpose of this whole Expo West?
Well, the purpose is to really educate retailers on what products are available for consumers to purchase. So they want to tell retailers, you know, what's new, what's exciting, what are the trends. They have a whole bunch of educational workshops that go on at the same time. And I've been going for, I think it's like 14 or 15 years that I've attending this show. And it's literally, I'm a kid in a candy store over there. I found my happy place when I am there.
Oh my gosh. Now, do you get to sample a ton of different stuff?
Oh, yes. There's so much sampling that goes on. So many, you know, companies giving away samples. I mean, it's really awesome. It really is awesome. And, you know, I mean, when it comes to finding organic and non-GMO products, I mean, I am, like I just said, that kid in the candy store. So for me, going to one place where it has everything that I can eat is just a field day for me.
Oh, I bet. Well, give us some of the things that were your favorite.
Well, I mean, one of the things that, you know, I was recently on TV on Breakfast Television in Toronto, and what I was talking about were the trends. And the trends this year for 2016 when it comes to healthy living were very interesting. And I talked about the five top trends, and one of the trends was alternative sources of protein. And people are looking for alternative sources of protein, for example, plant-based protein. They're looking for animal-based protein. They're looking for insect protein, which was also something that they talked about being a trend
protein,
this year.
So, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. So like protein made from crickets. So there are cricket farms that are, you know, basically farming these insects, and it's environmentally friendly. It's great for the environment, and they're not not releasing any gas into the environment. And basically, they are using them, they're crushing them, and they're making them into flours, which you can then put into food. And it has extremely high nutrient levels, and it's nutritious, and also it actually doesn't taste so bad at all. I actually tried it on live TV a couple of months ago.
Oh, okay. What did you try it? What was it prepared in? Or mixed in with?
So basically what it was is that it was Next Millennium Farms that had made it for me, and they put it in cookies, and I didn't taste it at all, to be honest with you. And it was funny because I wanted my kids to try it, and they did. And my daughter, I didn't tell them at first. I know that's kind of mean, but I just was curious to see if they would try it.
I would have done the same thing.
So my son tried it, and I told him afterwards what it was. He's like, oh, okay, it was good. And my daughters were like, ew, I eat bugs, gross. But it was pretty funny.
That is so funny. Now, last year when you went, I have a good memory. I think coconut was like everywhere. What was the big everywhere thing now? Is it the probiotic drinks, the Kavita, and some of the other things?
Probiotics was actually really huge this year, which I'm happy to see. So fermented products, probiotics, and, you know, we work with BioK, as you know, which is a probiotic company. They recently launched their BioKids line, which has 12.5 CFUs, which is colony-forming units, per bottle. So it's a single-dose bottle that kids could drink and now get their probiotics. And then they have this whole cute marketing campaign about superheroes, which are these good superheroes, which are the good bacteria, trying to go after the bad bacteria. So that was really great. We also work with Melt Organic, and they just came out. So Melt Organic, they make spreads, organic spreads, and they just came out with their probiotic buttery spread, which I thought was really interesting. So now we're looking at probiotics that are being put into foods, which are called functional foods. So they have about 1 billion CFUs per serving, which I thought was really, really innovative and great. And obviously, if you're going to go for something like margarine or a spread, you don't want anything that has trans fats, which has partially hydrogenated oils. You want to go for something like a Melt Organic, which, you know, we work with and I love them. They're an amazing company.
Well, you know, speaking of functional foods, I don't know if you've ever had Good Superfoods. They make a wonderful, it's called Good Cacao, and they have really great chocolate that has the probiotics and the vitamins. And I think it's so nice that more foods, right, are coming out with stuff like that. I always get their bars. I'll have to send you one. They're really good. They have raw. Yeah. They have all kinds of different flavors. And I think it's so nice that way, because then you can give them to kids, and it's like, I gave my daughter a piece of chocolate, and it tastes delicious, although these are lower sugar. And she's like, oh, this is great. But then I know she's getting even more nutrition.
Well, I think that's the key, is right, jamming that nutrient density. So we call it nutrient dense foods, getting it jam packed, the food with nutrients. And I think that's the key. So for example, you want to look for foods that are going to give you that higher value nutrients than eating something, let's say, that have simple carbohydrates, right? So, you know, one of the other trends that I found that was really interesting at Expo was, you know, cereal companies. Like, I thought initially, I remember reading a study here, or saw a study that was all over the news here, and they were talking about how millennials are eating less cereal. And what I found was, I went to the show really thinking, okay, should I really go and, you know, I'm curious to see if companies are listening or not making as much cereal, but that wasn't the case. So many companies have new and innovative cereals that are coming out, you know, and Nature's Path, for example, they just launched their Kia Super Flakes, which in my opinion tastes exactly like the conventional. They had chocolate, they have honey, and they taste exactly like a conventional cereal, but these guys are packed with like 6 to 7 grams of protein, 6 to 7 grams of fiber. I mean, they are awesome. They're packed with nutrition that tastes delicious. So I think that's the key too, right? Is looking for these companies like a Barbara's Bakery. They make, you know, Snackables for kids. I mean, they have Puffins, which are lower in sugar. So you want to look so delicious, right? So you want to look for these companies that are making these foods that have the nutrition for our kids, so you feel good about giving it to them.
Oh, exactly. And I think that makes all the difference. I mean, I usually don't like to give my daughter cereal because they tend to be high in sugar and low in fiber. So it's nice. This was Nature's Path that you mentioned in addition to Barbara's?
Nature's Path. Yep, Nature's Path. They came out with their Kia Super Flakes.
Oh, nice. Now, you know, what about like the healthy fat? Was there any products that incorporate that, or are they just saying eat an avocado? Have some olive oil.
Oh my gosh. So yes, that's a great question, Lisa. So avocado was huge again. I mean, it's actually becoming more and more, I mean, we love it as a food, as a whole food, but it's, you're finding it more and more in products. So I did see a brand of chips that used avocado oil in it instead of the, you know, the regular, let's say, vegetable
oil.
Oh,
those are so good. Yes. And that makes a big difference.
Because
you can fry that at a high heat, right? No, sorry, go ahead.
Well, you can. So yes, exactly. So avocado, you can use it as a high, so if you want to fry it, like you're saying. So there's a company called Chosen Foods, which, to be honest with you, they make an unbelievably delicious mayonnaise. And they just launched, so you can get it like in mayonnaise, which is made with avocado oil, instead of, again, any genetically engineered, you know, soy or canola oil. So they make it one with olive oil, but they also just came out with one that you could, like, kind of an alternative to PAM that you could spray on. So if you're in a rush, you could just spray it quickly to fry up something. And it was all avocado oil. And avocado oil and coconut oil were very big at the show, for sure.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, there's some, I think it's called Honest Jackson's, or no, Jackson's Honest, and they make a chip in coconut oil, and they are so rich and delicious, and my daughter loves the barbecue, and I love the sweet potato chips because sweet potatoes are always yum and very healthy.
Oh yeah, I'm on board with that. I mean, yeah, listen, we wrote a book called Unjunk Your Junk Food, so for us it's all about finding those healthier alternatives, but yeah, we still love our junk food for sure. So, and for those of you who don't know about our book, it's called Unjunk Your Junk Food, and it's on Amazon, and I definitely recommend checking it out because it teaches you how to read a label.
Oh, and it's fantastic. Get that book. Well, Andrew, this is so fun. I love when you and I just get to chit chat.
I know. We love, and I love you. All right. Well, thank you so much, everyone, for listening. And I'm Andrew Donsky along with Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. And like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening, everyone. And really, buy healthier products and organic and non-GMO brands that really have the best health of their consumers in mind. Stay well.